Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
The coming of age of young linebackers Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower contributed largely to the Patriots' ascent to the top of the NFL last February. But Hightower had to undergo offseason shoulder surgery long after veteran Gerard Mayo suffered a knee injury. And while both entered the spring on the road to recovery, a pair of in-season trade acquisitions, Akeem Ayers and Jonathan Casillas, left Foxborough by way of free agency. So perhaps their departure opens the door for current Pats Darius Fleming and Chris White, who've been regulars on New England special teams, or just maybe someone from the 2015 class of draft prospects.
Joined now once again by Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. And Andy, as we've just seen, there is a need in between on that linebacking core going into the draft.
There is, because who knows long-term what happens with contracts for Hightower or Mayo, how that plays out over the next couple of years.
And, of course, in the linebacker position, you've got those guys that are kind of the hybrids, defensive ends and outside backers, and then you've got the true inside linebackers, and then you factor in the changing, evolving defenses now with more subgroups and fewer linebackers on the field.
Yeah, no question. So I like Nate Orchard as just a versatile, athletic guy off the edge that can probably drop a little, do what you need. But it's also, what's this defense about now? You know, you have Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower that can probably do just about anything. And Mayo's not all that far from being able to do just about everything. They were that whole 4-2-5 most of last year. You just want big athletes on the field who can run around, play the run, and play the pass.
Orchard out of Utah, then you look at the Big 12, and there's a couple of guys coming out of that conference that you like, perhaps his mid to late round picks.
Yeah, I look at a guy, Ben Heaney, out of Kansas. Probably never going to be an NFL starter. You know, I've compared him, Dane Fletcher. Give you a start, spot start here or there, play some special teams. If somebody gets hurt, come in a game and you don't have that, you know, cataclysmic drop off. I think he's a guy, Bryce Hager out of Baylor, very similar mold. Geno Grissom out of Oklahoma is another guy, bigger, probably more of a little bit of an edge guy, could play some defensive end up near 260. But these are the guys you're looking for, those midline prospects that can play special teams. I just think you're looking for depth there just in case.
And speaking of smart kids, there's also a guy like Zach Hodges, the product of Harvard, a linebacker available in this year's draft. And then if we're looking to special teams exclusively and the long snapper position, you have Tyler
Ott
currently
take
on the roster, of course, a former member of the Crimson. And then there's Joe Cardona, lone long snapper at the Combine and a graduate to be of the U.S. Naval Academy. We all know about the fond ties between Patriots head coach Bill Belichick and the midshipmen.
Who knows what's going on with Danny Aiken? He's still sitting out there, one of the lone remaining unsigned free agents. We had heard that he battled an injury for a little while last year. And let's be honest, he was inconsistent. So, heck, a long snapper out of Navy, sign him up, right?
And ironically, Danny wants a guy who counseled the aforementioned Joe Cardona. Aiken's brother played at Navy with Cardona.
And be careful when you're counseling guys. They can take your job at some point. That's why I don't tell Paul everything.
And with that, anchors away, and so long for now as we conclude our draft series preview. Thanks so much.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.